This is a podcast from the BBC.
Wednesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes an incredible gap, one of my favourites actually, from Bumbleo Wednesday. Also, hotel receptionists see absolutely everything. We get some stories. And have you got a snaky mate? Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Scott here. Little bit starstruck, actually, as I was purchasing an Americano just before the show.
Who have you seen?
They're towering above me, next to me in the queue. Richard Osman off of Pointless.
Oh, I love that man so much.
Sometimes I forget that, like, we work in this building and there's so many famouses off the telly. Mm. And I was like, Richard! And it took him a while for him to realise. But I was like, oh, he's like, yeah, it's Scott. Oh, yeah. And then he had terrible trouble with his phone being able to be read on the machine to buy the coffee, which is awkward.
Do you think out of money? Surely not.
I don't know.
The lady was like, he's so rich.
Wave it again.
That's what I've heard.
What,
super
rich? Oh, yeah. He comes up with loads of formats for TV shows.
Exactly.
As well.
Do you remember when we were on Pointless, he said afterwards, he was like, and they said it on the show, they're like, oh, you two must come on. Come on again very, very soon. I was watching Pointless the other day and I noticed that they say that to absolutely everyone that's been on it.
Oh.
Well, there's nothing sincere about it.
I have been on three times now.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've only been on once.
Yeah, it wasn't just with you.
Oh, so who else have you been on with?
Gemma Kearney and Hugh Stevens. I think they're not counting.
Right.
Three's quite a lot.
Right, okay. But weird that you've been on several times with different people.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll skip past that.
Yeah, that's right. And then I saw a little flutter of action on Twitter last night between you and Claude off of The Apprentice.
Mate, he's really mugged me off, actually, has Claude. Yeah. So I saw him tweeting about Love Island, decided to drop him a little message and just say...
He's tweeting about it all the time.
All right, Claude, would love it if you would come on the Radio 1 show. It'd be great to have you on. I sent something really, really polite. You find the actual reply that he did.
He got absolutely pied.
Absolutely pied. And this doesn't really happen. Like, you know, it's Radio 1. You would think that he'd be really interested in that. He put... Hi, Chris. Thanks for making contact. Unfortunately, my current schedule makes it impossible at this time.
Mm, too busy.
Impossible.
He's too busy. However, every night at 9 o'clock, he's
watching
free.
Love Island.
He's free to tweet along with Love Island, but it's too busy for us.
So I don't know where we stand with Claude now.
Well, if it's a no from Claude, it's generally a no. Scott Mills. Can someone bring me up to speed on the Diplo Twitter beef at the moment? Because he seems to be having a go at everyone.
I don't know what the Twitter beef is at the moment. I saw the one about his WhatsApp thing and someone pretending to be Grimmy with him.
Yeah, but I think there's beef with like a couple of DJs, including Zed.
Oh, really?
If anyone knows the full details, I'm just skimming through it, but I don't quite get it at the moment. I'm interested. That was Diplo, Sia, Labyrinth. Oh, I've done it wrong way around. That would be DSL.
Not the same. Scott
Mills. Right, so apparently Diplo told Zed to delete his account within 24 hours, his Twitter account, otherwise he's going to go full Pusha T. Oh, God, it's like Love Island.
So when
but
was
with
that?
DJs.
You saying that was yesterday?
Yeah, so Zed's got 24 hours, or Diplo's going to go in.
Whoa.
Right, a few people are asking how your stag do is shaping up. It's going well, actually. Although I'm worried that... And we are going... We're not staying in this area, we are going somewhere. And which will require you
taking...
What do
you mean we're not staying in this area?
Well, you'll need to take it like an overnight bag, like a case, right? But I think my case is going to be... I need to get a bigger case, basically.
I'm worried about you for the stag do. I'm more worried about you than me, to be honest.
Why is that?
Well, the World Cup starts this weekend, so I imagine it's going to largely revolve around that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And your lack of enthusiasm is going to really annoy me. Remember, it's not about you.
Well, it's a stag do. It's not a World Cup do.
Well, I don't know. I think it's going to combine.
Anyway, I've got so many Stag Night novelties in my case, I'm not sure they're all going to fit. Scott Mills. We said a while back on this show, hotel receptionists see absolutely everything. You think all the hours they're there and they're just watching the comings and the goings and just taking it all in. And we asked a while ago if a receptionist would come on and tell us exactly what they see and what they know. And we've got one. Hello, Lucy, not your actual name.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Hey.
So do you work on reception now at a hotel?
Yeah, I'm in my last 2 weeks at reception, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is perfect. So in your last 2 weeks, you've just thought...
I can
right,
spill it now.
It doesn't matter. I'm off anyway.
Exactly, yeah.
Is it true? Do you get to see ridiculous things?
Absolutely ridiculous. You would not believe everything that I've seen. We're not considered people on the desk. So I've overheard phone calls about really, really quite important things. And people just sort of smile at me. And I'm just there at the computer typing away, or not really typing. Yeah. Very good for eavesdropping.
Because I would assume that you're just not allowed to talk, like you have to swear an oath of silence, but you don't actually have to swear an oath of silence, do you?
No, it's all fair game.
Right, first question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If I was watching something on the internet late at night in a hotel room, would you be able to tell me what it is that I was watching?
Not really, no. It's an open Wi-Fi, so there's ways of doing it, but I can't get access
All right.
to that, no.
Okay, so let's say if I was on your Wi-Fi, you can't tell what I'm watching.
No. Well, okay, we can see if it's spiked up.
Just in case I'm watching something embarrassing on YouTube or something.
Yeah. If you're streaming something, we can see the amount you're using is spiked up, but we can't actually see what you're streaming.
Oh, well, that's good then.
Good.
Just to let you know.
Excellent. All right. But you must have seen it all being a hotel receptionist.
Yeah, we've seen it. We've seen a lot.
I'm going to hear some more of it next.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Generally, hotels fascinate me because just think of all of the stuff that's happened in there. Like, they're fascinating places.
Hmm. All the different types of people as well. Think about it.
Yeah. Especially the ones near airports.
Yes, so true.
They are the best ones because, like, all sorts goes on there.
Also, generally, people aren't there for long, aren't they? They're coming and going.
Yeah. Yep. I just find them fascinating. Lucy is a hotel receptionist. She's telling us about what she sees every day. Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
What else do you see? You must see loads of affairs.
Yeah, so many to count. But we have a lovely regular who used to stay around at least once or twice a month, if that.
On business?
Business, leisure. He used to come with what I thought was his wife every couple of weekends or so. I'm based next to a sort of a touristy place.
Okay.
It's very common for people to keep visiting back. And I'd talk to them. They're a very, very lovely couple, very genuine. They'd stand there for quite a while, which I quite like, having a good old chat.
Oh, that's nice. So he's just coming in with his wife once every couple of weeks?
Every couple of weeks, yeah. Having a nice old chat, nice, lovely weekend away.
Lovely, that's romantic. That's fine.
It is. It's lovely. And then I see his name on my system one day. I'm like, oh, they're coming back. That's so nice. So genuine. And in he comes with someone who wasn't his wife.
Ooh.
Or so I thought.
Okay, so he's now arrived with a new lady.
With a new lady. And so I greet him as I would greet any other guest who walks into the hotel. And the look on his face, I don't know how I managed to keep my cool with not bursting out laughing with him, to be honest.
Because he knows that you know that there's another lady.
Yeah, we have quite a high turnover rate at reception anyway, and he hadn't been for a few months. Whether or not he thought, I'm not going to get the same receptionist at all. But no, not the case. It was my good old self.
He must have been, like, so worried.
Yeah, and then I greet him by name, because obviously I know his name. And he turns to me and goes, oh, this is my wife. And I sort of look at him. And we have like a moment of just silence, one or two seconds.
Right,
not your wife, mate.
Right.
Not your wife.
Now, hang on, so it was his wife?
It was his wife.
So all the previous trips were with someone that was not his wife?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the wife thinking? Because she must be thinking, how do you know each other?
Well, he comes on business, so I was like, oh, it's been a while since I've seen you, isn't it? And he's like, yeah, no, business has been quite slow for me up here. And I'm like, oh, right, okay. And I asked them what they're doing up here, and he's like, oh, I'm going to go take her out to see a show at the same place where he took this other woman.
So the person that he was turning up with all the time, you thought was his wife, wasn't his wife, that was the side piece. And then the lady he turns up once with is his actual wife.
Yeah, and she seems so nice as well. And that's,
what a snake.
I think that's a sad bit. But, yeah, and then a little extra to the story, a couple of weeks ago, we've got a big group chat because, you know, as you do with all like the office people, someone who doesn't work here anymore posted a picture of a Tinder profile. into the group chat, and it was the good old Snake himself.
Again?
Him again? Why is he so gone?
He can't get enough of it.
I thought he was on business. Like, very little business, all pleasure.
Married man on Tinder shock.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous game to play, that. Lucy, this is fascinating. The life of a hotel receptionist. Wait there, we'll do some more in a minute. All right.
No problem.
Scott Mills.
And Lucy's with us. Hey.
Hi.
She's telling us what really goes on in hotels. This is great. So you're leaving your job as hotel receptionist in 2 weeks, so you thought, nothing to lose now.
There isn't anything to lose, no. It's all out on the open.
This is great. This is fascinating. Did you say you're, like, part of a group chat?
Yeah, group chat.
So everything goes on there?
Pretty much.
So that's worrying. So let's say you've got some celebrities that stay there and stuff like that. That all goes into the group chat?
Yeah, every single thing goes into the group chat. Right, we all have a little bit of a laugh about it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then do you post pictures of the state of their rooms afterwards?
Oh, you know what? That's a good idea, but no, we don't.
I'm so pleased.
But, I mean, we talk about it, but no pictures.
Yeah, because I had some late night fish in the bed recently. And it did go on the sheets. So it was in Swansea.
Oh, you're one of the worst people then.
Mate, I'm sorry, it was accidental fish.
I went to borrow something from Kel Spellman the morning after a night out that we'd had.
Never go in his room. Don't go in his room.
Like, it's mad that you can turn up with one suitcase and turn it into such a mess.
Right.
Like, it was.
Oh, yeah, we've seen some states. We've seen some absolute states.
And what about shady characters?
A lot of shady characters. Yeah, we've had people before wanting to hire out the room for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And literally it would be, we only want it from like 6 to 8. So I'm like, okay, you're paying the full price though. And he's like, no, we don't need breakfast. I'm like, it's all included. So you're going to have to pay the full price before you leave as well.
We definitely don't need breakfast. Is your next job at a hotel?
It isn't. No, I'm going to be a barista.
Fair play. Great. Well, we can get confessions from that then very soon.
Yeah. We'll definitely call you back. Thank you so much for telling us everything about what goes on.
It's no problem. It's just a warning for everyone else that we do watch and we do listen.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like they are, but they are. Good to speak to you, Lucy. Love you. Bye.
And you. Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
If you work in a profession and you want to spill everything about it, we can keep you anonymous. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It's a bit like our private investigator. That's how it all kind of started. But then we've had a hotel receptionist on. We'd like some more. Do you remember the guy we had on who runs private jets?
Oh, yes.
And telling us about what a nightmare the celebs were when they can't fly.
I think it's like the honest insight that we can get.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Anything you've got that you think that would be good gossip for Scott and Chris, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.
So me and some other mates are going on Chris's stag do because he's getting married this weekend. I just asked if he was looking forward to it. He was like, I don't know really. What do you mean?
I'm not sure if you really look forward. Like, I'm looking forward to a good night out.
It's going to be great.
Is it though?
Yes.
Outfit?
Yes.
So what is it?
I can't say.
Where are we going?
But there is a doll in someone else's case.
What?
I couldn't fit it in mine.
A doll?
A doll, yeah.
Plastic?
Yes.
I can't even work out what you'd be doing with that, really.
And I've also said some other Stag Night novelties, which are really, like, I have to actually sit on my case, to get it to close.
BBC Radio 1. I can't wait till security have to search your bag. Is it like comedy boobs and things like that?
I can't say.
Scott Mills.
Look at the response.
The snakes
so
are rising.
Snakes. So many snakes.
Amazing how many snakes are willing to text in as well.
Yeah, they're quite honest about it.
Yeah.
This person here is nominating their mate Joe. He's one slippery boy. Went out with a girl that he was previously involved with and turned down a holiday with him for her. That's a nightmare.
This one here. My mate Andy is the biggest snake ever. I like people nominating. I would not trust him.
No. I mean, they're your mate, but we wouldn't trust them. It's like, would you leave them with your girlfriend? No. More snakes, just after 3. Hump day, people! Let's bumbaleo! We've got to start with this because it's this Sunday.
February 1st trivia answer tonight, Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Father's Day.
What about Father's
Day? Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, but what's the question?
Oh. No, I don't know.
Oh. You're close. I just need the question.
Oh.
Like,
I'm not too sure.
Like, the answer's Sunday, but what would the question be?
Ooh, all I know is Father's Day.
Yeah, you're kind of right. I just need to know the question.
Ooh. Like, the 35th?
Yeah. I just need it in a question form, though. Like, as a question. Like, maybe, like, what day is Father's
Day? What day is Father's Day? Sunday.
So what would the question be?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
But if it was to be a question, it would be, what day is Father's Day?
What day is Father's Day, right?
Yeah, so the answer's Sunday.
Sunday.
What do you reckon the question might be?
What's the question, right? Oh, don't know.
You're 90% there. You need to give me the question.
Sunday.
What you need to say to me, what day is Father's Day?
Oh.
Okay. The answer's Sunday. What's the question?
What day is Father's Day?
You got it.
It's the best.
And from my show years ago, here's Radio 1's Jordan North.
Mom, when did you get your boobs done? Mom. Last year.
A 1997 guide to using the internet.
On your mark, get set. We're riding on the internet. Cyberspace set free. Hello, virtual reality.
Hello.
Interactive appetite. Searching for a website. A window to the world. Got to get online. Take a spin. Now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
There we go.
Hayley.
He was just too deep for me and things, you know, like, what's your favourite animal?
I'm in my mum's car. Broom, broom. Get out of my car!
That was a thing once.
Yeah. Gemma?
Would you want red or white?
From the Olympics.
Yeah. We go home now and get ourselves into a nice bed anyway. Cool ourselves down a bit after that. And
get a bit of steak.
The food is fantastic there. Like, you can have steak for breakfast, lunch and dinner with spuds if you like.
Michael Jackson, we still love you. We will love you, Michael Jackson.
Go on.
Michael Jackson, we all love you. We all miss you, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
How can we find you again? Your song's always in my brain. You made wonders, though still wonders, will be wonders. Michael Jackson.
Selena Gomez on the way soon, I assume.
Yeah, there's some music and the script.
A little bit of steak.
Come on, treat yourself. A bit of steak. It's Wednesday.
Would you want red or white?
Happy Bumbleo, people. Halfway through the week. Let's do this.
We've got Oliver and we've got Andy, the electricians in Bath. Bumbleo and their sockets off. Chris and Sophie on holiday, but still enjoying the gap. They're in Greece. Yes to Michael Jackson.
Tom bumbleing in South Shields right now.
I found out the Gypsy Kings are doing a gig on a Wednesday soon. We should go.
Oh, my word.
And also try and get them in to do a live lounge.
Yeah, totally. Totally. It has
to
happen.
On a Wednesday. It needs to happen. Hello, Craig. Bumbleing his corneas off after his eye operation in South Wales. Sammy the Thatcher, dancing away, mallet in hand, in Tiverton. Five Star Gap, says Stephen in Suffolk, and also says, what day is Stefan Dunday?
Stefan Dunday is Monday. Father's Day is this Sunday.
Father's Day is this Sunday.
Bumbleo, Bumbleo. Shout out to Paddy Andrews and Johnny BT, top lads, top snakes.
Hello, Brad in Seatown, Dorset, doing some painting. Happy 23rd birthday today. Ollie and Gosport says banging gap.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
Chris in Cornwall's about to have a flying lesson. Good luck. Dan and Sam working in sunny Froome, having a bumbaleo in my mum's car.
Sean bumbaleoing corks off right now, delivering wine. Yes, in Oxford.
Lisa and Sean bumbaleoing their way back from Plymouth. Aaron in Ipswich, it's been a while. And Tristan, busy in his tractor in Wiltshire.
See you, Darcy.
I'm going higher.
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Scott Mills.
I'm going to talk about snakey mates after three. This is getting a good reaction. Why don't you do the quick story about one of my friends that was a bit snakey?
Oh, this was a bad one.
This is quite bad, actually. He's not like this anymore, actually. He's learned, but this is bad.
Can I name him?
Yeah.
Fine. So it's one of our friends called Robbie.
Oh.
We were on a night out once, little group of us, and I just started seeing my girlfriend.
Who is about to be your wife.
And... And yeah, and we were in a bar, and I've known Robbie for quite a while.
Yeah,
him and her went outside, I think, for like a smoke or something. And he got chatting to her and then was trying to persuade her to not go out with me and go on a date with him.
Mm. Don't marry him, have me.
But it wasn't like that then, was it?
No, obviously. You weren't talking about marriage at that point.
It was like, don't need to go on a date with him. Why didn't you come out with me? I'm far more attractive.
Snake! There's so many people. Everyone knows one. We've got some more after three.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
It's another Scott from Leeds.
Yes.
Okay, are you working today?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay, I know it was your birthday last week and apparently you're still feeling rough. A week ago...
Yeah, not quite a week ago. 3 or 4 days, but yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Not quite a spring chicken anymore.
Right, you're 31 now.
You're knocking on.
So a three-dayer there?
Absolutely, yeah. It's not really enjoyable, I'll be honest.
Okay.
Did you have a fun birthday, though?
Yeah, it was class, yeah, it was good.
Where'd you go?
Went to Newcastle Sunday.
Oh, it's good, isn't it, Newcastle?
Oh, yeah, I've been a few times, it's great.
Nice, and whereabouts did you go?
Went to Ed Sheeran. I mean, not usually my cup of tea, but no, it was really good.
Did you just do that, or were there other activities?
Yeah, well, there's lots of drinking.
Right.
Okay, and then did you get really emotional during Ed Sheeran? Because
it goes really melty at one point.
There's one point in an Ed Sheeran concert where it goes really emotional. It's like full melt.
No, not from Yorkshire.
No, don't cry.
Don't cry me.
Right, here's what I've got for you today, Scott.
Right.
Yes!
Not sure.
Not for me, this.
Not sure on that. There, Scott.
Your type of music, Scott.
Oh, my word. All right.
Not for me, from Yorkshire.
Well...
Okay, so this is my one. It's Freemasons, Rain Down Love.
Are you running out of Freemason songs yet?
No, there's still more.
Do you know what? I heard this song out... my banger choice today, and it's such a different choice for me, but I think it's been forgotten from this group, so I thought I'd throw it in banger today. This is my banger choice. Random, right? But very underrated Little Mix song, I think, called How You Doing. Do you not remember this?
No.
Not really well.
I like it, and I swear like it features Missy or someone. Well, maybe not.
You're the DJ, mate. You'll have to take your word for
I'll
it.
I'll investigate that.
What a terrible selection for him.
Maybe not.
Okay.
To be fair, yours weren't as bad, Scott.
What do you do? I don't even remember that Little Mix song, and I love Little Mix. How do I not remember
that? No, Missy.
It's a bit of a no-brainer, really. I'm going to go with Scott today.
Yes!
We are Nikki and Sammy, and we want to share all the best bits of our lives with you. Have you heard of ASMR? Oh, that's too much.
Can we do it again?
again? No, no, stop it.
One. Throughout this listening experience, I want you to know that no one can judge you.
Are you both the same age?
Scott, we're twins.
I know. Twins. Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
It's a judgment-free zone.
Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast.
Find our podcast, Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast, however you found this one.
Yes! That sounded good.
Apparently, if you go to a nightclub called Sinners in Newcastle, you exclusively hear Freemasons and Boogie Tonight all night long.
Oh.
Are you across that place?
No, but I'm going. If I could just hear Booty Love and Freemasons all night...
That would do you.
I'm done.
I have received some savage messages from people. Scott, if I was Chris's fiancé, I'd have gone off with his mate as well for that banger's choice. That's from Sam there.
Okay, thanks, Sam.
It was weird. That was an open goal for me.
I know.
Do you know what? I would have normally won that with the kind of people like Scott, I think.
Adam says, Rain Down Love is a forgotten 10 out of 10 banger. Well done. Adam's from Brighton. Thanks very much.
Scott Mills.
I want to talk today about, and I think this could be something regular that we do. I want to talk about the snakes.
Snake.
Yep. So everyone knows one. Person that's just a little bit shady, a little bit underhand. They don't mean to do it, but they are.
I think especially on nights out as well, especially when people are relaxed, that's where it gets really snaky. So I've got a friend, Cantona. He's a bit of a change man now, actually, to be fair. But historically, what would happen is, let's say you broke up with someone. I never fully trusted that he wouldn't then get in touch with them.
Yeah.
And like want to stir things up a little bit.
And you're always a little bit with them, like looking over at their phone going, right, who are you messaging now?
Also, not just that. If you're on a night out and you say met someone and you're getting on really well, he's the kind of person that would come get involved.
Yeah.
And then think that he's the better option.
And then swoop.
And generally would swoop with a bit more confidence. And generally it never worked. And actually all they did was end up putting people off our whole group.
Yeah.
He was like a block for everyone.
Will says, hey Scott, my girlfriend works in a pub and when I spent 3 months in New Zealand, two of my mates tried it with her. None of them have mentioned it yet. See, that is classic snake.
Snakey.
It doesn't say why, but Tara's been on saying that her friend Lily is the absolute snake in her life. Oh yeah, girls like it too. Mm. So many snaky girls.
Snake!
So
there is one in every group, I'm sure of it.
Scott Mills.
I'm trying not to say names here, but there's some real snaky people out there.
Mm.
Like this person who says, the snake in my life tried it with my sister and every girl in our friend group, while he currently has a girlfriend. Ironically, they all said no. Bye, Felicia.
Whoa.
Jordan, who is the snaky mate in your friendship group?
According to my friends, I'm the snaky mate.
You're the snake.
Snake!
How well, so?
So, I went travelling with two of my friends in Vietnam for a month, and one of the friends' ex-girlfriend, I was secretly texting for the whole duration of our month away.
Oh, no. Terrible. So, hang on, when you were on this trip, was it like a breakup trip? Was it that he needed to go away after the breakup?
They were apart for a few months before that. It was more of just a lad's travelling holiday kind of thing.
But you're on holiday with him and you're texting his ex.
And I'm texting his ex. Yeah,
while you're
indeed.
There.
Trying not to get caught, but it turns out I get caught midway through the holiday.
Why? What happened?
I lost my phone on a beach quite early on, so I was having to use computers at hostels. So he must have looked over my shoulder when I was on Messenger and he's seen that I was talking to her.
Oh, what are you saying?
From there. Well, she's an ex. I live in a small town. Everyone knows everyone. Like, there's not a lot of girls. So if she's not with them, I don't see the big deal from my point of view.
What? It's your mate, though.
What's the town?
I live in a small town in Devon, so it's only a couple of thousand, really. It's not very big at all.
Okay, so not that many fish in the actual sea.
No, not ones that you don't know. No, exactly.
Right, so you're like, okay, well, yeah, she's gone out with my mate, but I think that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, well, like I said, everyone knows everyone. You know everyone's ex, so really, you can't escape it. You're always going to be with someone's ex, so at the end of the day.
Yeah, not the one you're on holiday with.
Yeah, well, I didn't think it would be a big problem, but apparently it is.
How did he react?
It wasn't best pleased. It still isn't best pleased now, bless him.
People like you kind of annoy me a little bit, because I think you, and be honest about this, are you getting a small thrill out of being a snake?
It was all a bit of a tongue-in-cheek joke. No, so, yeah, kind of, I must admit, yeah. It's all a bit of a laugh.
Okay.
But what if it, like, upset him? Do you, or are you just a bit ruthless like that?
Is he speaking to you at the moment?
No, he's not.
I feel there's more to this story than you're letting on.
Well, I'm with that ex of his now. We're together now.
This just gets more snaky.
Snake.
So, I don't know if that makes it better because it wasn't just a fling. I don't know.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's actually led somewhere.
Yeah, well, yeah, it has indeed.
Have you ever been a snake like this before? Is this a first time snaking?
I also got with one of his other exes 2 years back.
The same guy.
That was too accidental.
Snake.
How was it accidental?
It kind of drunkenly started, and yeah, went from there, really.
Right.
This is outrageous.
You are the kind of person that everyone's girlfriend needs to avoid.
Yeah. So, hang on, this same guy, you've got off with one of his exes, and then you've gone on holiday together. I assume all was forgiven after that incident.
Yeah, that was.
But then when you're on holiday in Vietnam, you're texting his recent ex, and now you're seeing his ex.
Yes.
I just can't understand why people or your friends would call you a snake.
No, I don't get it. I don't see it, to be honest.
Are you the snakiest man in the UK? That is the question.
No, there's got to be worse people than me.
I don't know. You've set the bar
here. Right, let's find out. Let us know. 81199, tweet at BBCR1. Jordan, do you know if your friend listens to this show?
Potentially. I have no idea.
Oh.
Maybe. I know a few of my friends are listening to it.
Yeah, so that's going to go well if he hears this as well.
You're loving it. I get a real sense, and this is exactly like my friend Cantona, that he sort of prides himself. There's an arrogance, there's a confidence there. As nice as he is, he's a friend of mine, you know, but there is that confidence.
Yeah, it's just a bit, if you can't laugh about it, then what can you do?
I think people are going to be really on your side today. Good to speak to you, Jordan.
Cheers.
Thank you for being honest. Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
So many people willing to admit that they're the snake. Loads of people grassing up snakes that they've been involved in, like Georgia in Gloucester. I was once on a night out with my friends and I told her about this guy who I was pursuing and really liked and needed advice about trying it on with. She then ended up getting with him that night in her place. Snake.
She's an absolute snake. Wow. Bought my Kiwi friend to the UK, got him a job here and everything, and then he, after being here 5 months, got off with 4 girls, all of whom are my recent exes. Whoa. Or flings.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.